We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those.
Something big about to happen. I hear the beat tapping.
We some fly rhyming felines rapping on the track. Better yet, grab a gat, cause we hot like.
Enzo, doors closed, windows up, cause that's the way we like to ride. Windy City hitting.
Check mic 1, 2, 1, 2. We live, baby.
What's up, Chicago? It's your hostess with the mostest, Miss Hip Hop, and welcome to episode 479 of Speak Your Mind Radio. It's Saturday morning, 5:11 a.m. to be exact, January 27th, and Megan Thee Stallion just dropped one of the biggest diss tracks of 2024. Yeah. The 28-year-old San Antonio, Texas-raised rapper has taken the industry by storm yet again with her new diss record entitled Hiss. Hot girl Megan, aka Tina Snow, took stabs at ex Tory Lanez, Fonte Partisan, Nicki Minaj, and Drake. Which to me is ironic because Drake is one of the reasons why Megan Thee Stallion is even famous. Because she went viral in 2016 after a cipher of her freestyling over Drake's 4 p.m. in Calabasas. But anyway, Megan Thee Stallion states that the Hiss track, it kind of means that, you know, when a snake is mad and you playing with it, they hiss at you. So basically, she's saying, like, when a cat is angry with you and you playing around with it too much, they warn you by hissing before they scratch or attack you, which is also very strange to me because why she choose a snake to represent her in this case versus a cat? Because snakes represent someone who is sneaky and, you know, they ain't up to no good, versus a cat who also has slits in its eyes. Like a snake, it represents something much more powerful, and with, you know, the cats would even defend itself against a snake, which with no fear in its eyes, period. So make it make sense, Meg, please. I'm not even saying she didn't have a right to be upset with none of these individuals she named, but at the same time, what's the other side of the stories? So like I said, she was coming at her exes, you know. First of all, she was coming at Fonte Partisan. Now, he actually had a diss song against Megan Thee Stallion called Megan the Person. And if you go listen to it, man, it's crazy. Like, he said, like, a lot of stuff allegedly, like, she had work done on her body. But, you know what I'm saying? Drake said the same thing in his songs, too. So, I'm not really sure about that. I don't care about that. But some of the stuff that he did say, which is what she needs to work on internally, I believe some of that, like, you know, he was like, oh, you were talking about your friends behind your back, da-da-da-da, woo-woo. We all know the situation with Meg, that everybody that come around her, they fall out with her for whatever reason, you know what I'm saying? These are stories that are behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not sure exactly, if y'all go back and listen to the diss against Meg from Fonte Partisan, you kind of see what I mean or whatever, you know. But they both were taking digs at each other, so I think whatever goes on behind closed doors should just be personal, especially dealing with somebody's exes and stuff like that. Now, moving on to Tory Lanez, she talked about him. She said, if y'all want to root for him, give him commissary, a conjugal visit, do whatever you got to do, but, you know, this is what he did to me. So we still don't know what happened in that situation with her former best friend Kelsey. We don't know who pulled the damn trigger, but we see that it's Tory Lanez and he's in jail. Okay, cool, whatever. But the whole thing is Drake had said something about that too, like, oh yeah, Meg Thee Stallion, you know what I'm saying, lied about the shots or whatever. Now, that was a double entendre. Now, he could have been talking about butt shots, and or he could have been talking about her getting shot by Tory Lanez, period. But Meg Thee Stallion came back on Hiss and said, Negro, how you complaining about the same scars that you got? Because allegedly, Drake had a tummy tuck so he can have his abs more defined, aka trying to look younger for the next generation. That's what she was saying. I was rolling. I'm like, damn. That's why I said she has every right to be upset, because when people put your name in your mouth, then what you want them to do? Just to sit there and not say nothing? Like, come on now. Only thing I was upset with about Meg is why you choose a freaking snake over a freaking cat that has the same slits in its dang eyes. Because the snake don't represent nothing good to me, boo, you know? But anyway, now, a lot of people were saying, why she dig in on Nicki Minaj, woo, woo, woo. Boy, let me tell you, it was a long story behind that, too, because Nicki Minaj got class, and she not going to just come right out and say, I don't like your ass. She going to tell you in a way where you formulate your own opinion, you know what I'm saying? So she'll say it without saying it. And I know, like, I was talking to some of my people about the song Kiss, and they was like, well, I wouldn't want her to say some names. I want to hear her say that this is who she's talking about. But you don't never give, like, light and shine to your enemies by saying their name. Because, like I said, Nicki Minaj was talking about it the whole time without even saying her name. You know what I'm saying? So the reason why Megan Thee Stallion dissed Nicki Minaj is because Nicki Minaj was taking horses. Nicki Minaj was taking shots at her, too. She said she don't fuck with horses ever since Christopher Reed. She was talking about Megan Thee Stallion because they did the Hot Girl Summer. They look buddy-buddy. I mean, Nicki was sharing her light with her. You know what I'm saying? Sharing her crown with her. Like, yo, this is what we doing. This is dope. We merging two types of generations together. We got to keep doing this. But Meg got on her high horse, literally, and she jetted, and she started whopping with Cardi. I'm like, girl, that is her freaking nemesis. And not to be all petty and stuff, but you know, like, you can only have one best friend. You can't be best friends with her, too, you know. You know, that's why I say it's funny. So it's like going back and forth or whatever. So now, personally, I don't know if this is another stunt, you know what I'm saying, for the industry or not. Because like I said, the people she came after out of some of the people that made her famous, especially, you know, Drake with the whole freestyle thing. But anyway, she was hot before that, period. But that's the freestyle that took her viral. So we gonna see what comes after this, because let me tell you, Nicki Minaj is not the one to be played with, okay? I don't think Meg is ready for Nicki Minaj's rebuttals at this point. I just don't think she's ready for it lyrically. You know what I'm saying? It's funny because, you know what I'm saying, like, the flow on the track overall, it was hitting to me. But when Nicki heard it, she was like, no, you have to catch the beat, Bumbleclaw. You got to catch the beat. I was freaking rolling. I'm like, this girl, wow, she about to tear it up on the track. Whatever she gonna say back, honey, it's gonna be worth it, period. Meg also came up with the video. She came out with the video yesterday, Friday, January the 26th, and the video was decent. It was very artistic, you know what I'm saying? I guess the aesthetics around the snake was cool, but just like I said, the whole overall representation of the snake didn't sit well with me. But, you know, I look at songs spiritually too, so it is what it is. You know, great diss from Megan Thee Stallion. Can't wait to see where the rest of this story goes in hip-hop. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Speak Your Mind Radio, episode 479.